Okay, thank you, Mimi. Yes, I promised you a podcast, and what happened was I had I had to stop the show because of the legendary love story person getting triggered. The people were just freaking the hell out. They didn't know I was going live that night. They should have known better. So the ARX found me about 3 years ago in a month. So it was October 2018. The two aunts reached out to me in like a 10-day window, and I don't think it was purely coincidental. I wasn't expecting them. I really thought they would believe the bullshit my father would have said, to only find out he didn't say anything about me at all, which I think was more worse than bullshitting. In North Carolina attempted to befriend me on October 4th at about 8 o'clock in the evening, like literally at 8 o'clock. I still have the email print from that. And then the other aunt was the following Saturday, the 13th. Because it was ironic, 6 months to the day, we met her in California. To put it mildly, I can get very blunt here. It really depends on, you know, there wasn't a roadmap on their end. They, from what I could tell, they just wanted to know where the other child was. I believe it was quoted when they came here in early 2018, the summer of that year, so much before they found me on Facebook. My uncle was turning 50. So there was a family reunion, and from my understanding, from my notes that I had cataloged, there was a child missing. I would not say a hierarchical child. I would just say a unit was missing. Like I'm just a generic body, and that's kind of what the family is. They are very empty people. The children, i.e. the cousins, are very just generic objects. I don't see any individuality. I don't see any originality of these kids. The aunt that reached out to me, she looked like she's wiped out a lot when we were doing the video chats. Don't be confusing that with the Asian eyes. I could see through that. It's just like, it's, I'm not trying to trash the family, but if we, your question with the Clickfords, what's happening is, I was going to be a Clickford. I'm not technically a Clickford yet, and even though Melanie's, she divorced and she's dead at the same time via suicide, the difference is very night and day, and I'd rather be with a Clickford. I'd rather literally deprecate the yacht name in the name of a non-physical individual that might be virtual or imaginary, depending on what side you're looking at it on. The aunt's family seems to be homogenous, generic, while the Clickfords were very original. On the other side, they unite via family blood, where the Clickfords are more than just the Clickfords. It's extended family and in-laws. Clickfords believe both by acquisition, i.e. marriages, aunts, whatever. Don't know. And so you keep going back and forth, and the more you draw a line between my paternal family and the virtual in-laws, I would probably side with the latter, because the family was very selfless. They didn't instruct their kids. They were punishing the kids. They were over authoritative. They were not objects. The Clickfords are a big loving family where you are, it's like, we're going to tell you what not to do, but I'm not going to insult your intelligence. it was navigating people like Melanie, her brother Michael, and her sister Brianna. Melanie was actually the middle child. And the idea was to make the kids be successful to their ability, at their pace, at their speed. The father would, Papa Clickford would not let Melanie off the hook, but he wouldn't punish Melanie. It's really weird how someone like Melanie was raised, but there was a much warm family where the eyes are completely dark. They're part Japanese, and they're not a rising sun. It's very full of darkness and opaqueness, and I'm not trying to nitpick this family as I'm picking them apart. I'm looking at it from just a practical, not subjective, but objective and on substance. The ants don't have any substance.
And he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Again, about, was it 5 months in? It's actually not even 5 months in. In early 2019, we get a message from my mother gets it. Now, initially I thought, well, why is she bypassing me to go to my mother? And this is where I thought, okay, they're using the autism because they're trying to, like, avoid anxiety or whatever. But no, that's a standard operating procedure of disrespecting the autonomy of an adult hierarchical child. I can confirm this. But what happened was, they were coming up to New Hampshire because my Ba-chan moved down to NC with my aunt, like, literally within, like, I don't remember. So anyways, they wanted to surprise me, come up. And we didn't know what the surprise was. Like, or like, who was going to come, who was what. So it was the two of them. But what I did was I posted it on Facebook and I tagged her in the post. And I knew that I was going to get some reaction. And for about a year and a half, not even a year and a half, because it was June of last year where it was the oh shit moment was. And my, what happened was when I posted it, no one else in the family knew nothing about this trip.
And he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Okay, not the nuts, the next cut. That one. They're nuts in other ways, but what happened was apparently the community, it was so, but how am I supposed to know, right? How am I supposed to know the family wasn't supposed to know? Like, it was a surprise. I thought for a rational person on my end, it's a surprise for me, and I can't be liable for the stupidity or ignorance, ignorance on the other side of the family or the other branches of the family. So what happened was, the half sisters are nothing to write home about. They're really aggressive. They're kind of like mini me's of my father, unfortunately. And this is again where I don't think this is proper way to raise children. You're not supposed to make cloned versions of you. That's like King Friday in the land of make believe. Okay. So, what happened was they felt inconvenienced that they couldn't come for their birthday or whatever, for a surprise. And what happened was this exchange between the half sisters and the aunts were on my post. Then I tagged my aunt. I was delayed. Okay, so as you people know, social media, I'm more governed. I'm more governed of what goes on at what time. It was delayed, I believe, about 2 hours after the event, after the photos were taken. And it was written, I believe, gender neutral, because I was the first grandchild, which is the fact, but the half-sisters could not have been bothered with it. And in some ways, they were taking up ground, but that responsibility should have been on me. And for a while, I was carrying that burden until Father's Day of last year, where my father, where I had this moment of, my father denied my existence. He didn't tell anybody about me. He just, because he had no restrictions. He could have called my mother, could have done anything if he wanted to, but he chose not to because he's a fucking pussy. Sorry, but I hate saying that. It's not something I want to say with pride, but it's a fact. She's a fucking pussy. And he's my biological father, claims no ownership of this individual. And for every Father's Day, I probably will hate my father. I know that's not for an orthodox belief, but this family doesn't have any orthodoxy whatsoever. Strict traditionalism, and it's all a name only. I'd rather be with a family that believes it in the spirit, not and means it. Say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean like Jennifer Capriati, a Twitter bio from about a decade ago. And I had the hots for her. That's why I quote Jennifer Capriati. She was a smoke. But I would certainly want to be around a real, honest family that means what they believe in. Not someone that wants to say it to just fit in. The ants are to get along. But when it comes to autism, it was all new to them. They almost freaked out like Jim Cramer did 14 years ago, 15 years ago. How many years is 20? 14 years ago. And, they don't know nothing. And so that, once I realized that no one in the family had any intimate knowledge of the emotion, the developmental disorders of autism, I'm like, it can't be 1 in 50 kids or 1 in 50 people. Because if that was the case, they should have known one or two other people. There should have been another member on the other side of the family. And there was no one.
They know nothing!
So that's the AOTS in a nutshell. Although I was part of the pun. Let me just play this one.
He's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
They're nuts and they know nothing. They don't.